right, Mr. Pena, thank you again for your time, sir. As you know, I've watched you for before Brian Rose, and I really do attribute 100% of the successful businesses I've had, which I've had 11. People think I launder money, but I really learned from you. They look at, since I moved to Florida, and they see 11, 12 businesses, but you know, like I would get in them, and I learned from you. One was an encryption company when the whole Hillary Clinton thing was happening, and I watch your clips at nausea, especially when they were longer length. And I would just give the projection, made a ton of money with this encryption thing. Never encrypted one thing, but it was just the thing. And then sold it when it was big. So just an honor to talk to you. And you got 30 years of QLA, which is nothing like that last 30 years anymore.
No. I mean, the world is a different place. It's a different place. And 30 years hence, it's hard to imagine what it's going to be like 30 years from now.
And, you know, if people don't know, they must be in a cave, but you were a bodybuilder, you know, you started on Wall Street, got into the oil, then the castle, then the cars, but then you decided you're going to kill a bear. And I always wanted to ask you this, and it wasn't good enough to kill it with just a gun. You wanted to kill it with a knife. Was there a void within you that you wanted to fill? Like you had everything, but
No, I still have that void. And the void is that, and I've said this before, when you have a relative, in my case, my dad, he was an All-American, two sports in high school, and I couldn't catch a ball. I often say my career in JV baseball, I couldn't make the team, junior varsity. I'm in center field, and we're leading, I think it was 1-0. There was two guys on base. And not a big hitter came up, and all I could say was to myself, please God, don't let him hit at the center field. I was playing center field. Please God. What does the fucker do? He's a deep center. I kind of back up, and I could say the sun blinded me, but I dropped it.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. I have a similar escapade in playing football. I was the tackling dummy. In fact, when I went to visit my high school here, few months ago, the football coach said, you can't do that. Well, one guy stands in the middle with a football and a circle of guys, and they hit him. Okay, well, I did that whole season. I never got to play. And then we're playing Manuel Arce, which was a black high school at the time, and it had a guy named an All-American high school football player named Harry Wells.
Uh-oh.
He was 265 pounds, no body fat.
Oh, boy.
And he played fullback and defensive tackle. Fullback and defensive. And so we're leading 42-3. They're leading 42-3. And the coach says, Pena, get your Mexican wetback ass over here. You're in. I'd never been in. I couldn't get my helmet. I couldn't find shit. I'm running around. And everybody says, here's your helmet, Danny. I'm playing left corner. I've never played left corner before.
Oh, fuck.
And then I'm saying, please, God, don't let this fat asshole run over the top of me. Just like magic, he comes sweeping around the right. Okay, he knocks all our guys down, and I'm the only thing between. There's the goal line where my sign is, and me.
And there's you.
And I stuck my head in. I stopped him. That's my football career. One play, but I didn't drop the ball. I stopped him. So I'm still trying to fill that void to make up. My dad was a super athlete. Plus, he was a spook, and he did all kinds of interesting things. And it still drives me. It still drives me. And the, most of the gurus don't talk about those embarrassing incidents, but they're what make me who I am. Hmm. And so I still have a fire in my belly. I just don't move as quickly anymore. But I talk faster, but I move slower.
You're still sharp as nails because I'm still watching. And you can ask Rob. I have clips I saved from 2013, and you're still the same maniac, so you didn't lose any of that.
Well, good. Thank you.
Yeah, and I knew you'd answer me. That's why, and you're right. These pussies, you say to them, okay, well, why is not enough enough? And then they dodge it with some bullshit line to get you to pay them or whatever it may be. Two questions I want to ask you before we get into all the great things with QLA. Now, is it just me? And this, I've been dying, three things I've been dying to ask you. Is it just me? Or is Trump's lawyers on the take 100% and he needs a mob lawyer because a mob lawyer can't be on the take or the people around him aren't going to let him last very long?
Donald has a proclivity. If he trusts you once, he tends to trust you forever. Now he never trusted me. I only knew him from business, but I saw around him, like I have a mob lawyer as one of my mentees. He's John Gotti's lawyer, et cetera. He ought to get, a real mob lawyer.
That's what I mean.
that knows how to beat this shit. But I believe I have this on no official information that this gives Donald a rush. It gives him a rush. They had a video that went viral. It showed President Biden at the beach, and it showed him dancing around through the bleachers, shaking hands, hugging people, and stuff like that. And he had a beach chair, you know, and the Secret Service guys were out of sight, and he had a beach chair in his right hand. And he was wearing a pair of trunks, no t-shirt. He looks white and a little flabby, but, and then he tried to put the beach chair in the sand. Now, this is not a beach chair that's a high one. It's the kind that's right on the sand. You know what I mean?
Love it.
And he's there like 40, 50 seconds, and he couldn't open the beach chair.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Then he opens the beach chair, and it falls over to the side. Okay. And then at the same time, you're seeing Trump over here dancing around, screaming and going like this, blah, blah, blah. Jesus Christ. I mean.
Well, a good friend of mine from Philadelphia went to him personally and said, hey, look, your lawyers are on the take. I'm going to refer my lawyer to you. Very good lawyer, but maybe he didn't want the stigma. But it's just like the people that were around him. I remember, I don't know who was interviewing you, but you had said I think somebody had asked you, if Trump had asked you to be part of the team, would you have done it? And the biggest mistake, in my opinion, was not throwing you on there because everyone around him was a snake. They all ratted on him. And Kushner was a snake, too. Where'd he go with the $900 million he made off the vaccine? He disappeared pretty quick. So everybody around him was snakes. He didn't learn from that. Then he's on his third set of lawyers, and they're just feeding him enough to maybe make him feel happy. But when you look into the, you know, you've been in court, I've been in court. The motions that they're filing are the dumbest motions on the planet, pissing the judge off, and things like dismissal. Like, why even waste your time filing a motion for a dismissal for Donald Trump? It's never going to happen.
Other than it's going to cost a lot of money,
yeah,
and take a lot of time.
Now,
I agree. The you know, from this side of the Atlantic, people don't understand American politics. Well, I don't understand it, and I'm from there. But the but there's the underbelly. There are a lot of people in the rallies he puts on. There's a lot of people that are unhappy with the current state of affairs. Are there enough people that are unhappy that there'll be a larger fan club than Biden's liberal following? I don't know. I hope so. It's not that I want Donald to go to jail, but I think it would be a home run for humanity to see the president of the United States get elected from jail.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think Biden's the one you got to worry about. I think Michelle Obama is. If you look at what she's been doing, she's been going down that same road as Obama. She did the book with Oprah. Obama did the book with Oprah. She's in speech classes. Very quietly, she's making her way toward. I've been saying this for 2 years. I think she's going to pop up and run, and who the fuck is going to beat her?
I don't know. There was just, and I forgot to send it to Kat to find fact check it. Remember the slides that I got, the pictures I got with her wearing a very, very tight dress, and it looked like she had male genitals.
Oh, Michael, you mean? Oh, yeah, Michael. Michael.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I looked at it, and I go, of course, there have been stories about that forever, you know? And but I didn't have you fact check it, okay? But whenever I'm in doubt about something, which is a lot, I send it to Kat. She's my fact checker, you know? So I got enough trouble with people hounding me that if I put out some shit that obviously is not true. But I'm sure that if she runs, this thing about her having both, like Jamie Lee Curtis, who I just met recently, by the way, I sat next to her on a plane coming from L.A., is supposedly, not supposedly, she was born with both a male and female organs and had the male organs taken away, Jamie Lee, supposedly. And so, but I'm sure that'll come up. But, and I can't you just imagine Trump having a field day with that? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And you know, when he first got elected, Obama, there were all these theories because she's muscular. Michelle Obama's a muscular gal. Now, I had here about 5 months ago, a black lawyer who was went to law school with Obama, a lady, very professional. And I asked her, I said, is it true that Michelle is the brains behind the deal? She says, yes.
Yeah.
She sat right back there. Okay. But I didn't ask her about this, you know, Michelle being trans or whatever. And she's, you know, and she said very professionally, not meaning anything other than the obvious, there's a reason why their legal records are locked up. There's a reason why neither one of them can practice law.
Hmm. Because they're all bullshit.
And she went to law school with Obama, and Michelle was a year or two ahead of them. She's from New York. Really a great gal. She used to be ambassador to, some of the Caribbean countries. A real sharpie. I said, you ought to write a book. And then off the record, she says, I probably wouldn't live to see it published.
Let's face it. After a night with drinks, I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. I have to make a choice, either a great night or a great next day. That is until I found Zbiotics. We all have busy lives these days and can't afford to waste the day stuck on the couch because of a few drinks the night before. Zbiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Zbiotics pre-alcohol probiotic is the first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Zbiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. It's designed to work like your liver, but in your gut, where you need it most. Just remember to drink Zbiotics before drinking alcohol. Drink responsibly and get a good night's of sleep to feel your best tomorrow. Order Zbiotics now for your summertime barbecue, weddings, vacations, you name it. Go to zbiotics.com/mscsmedia or scan the QR code on the screen right now to get 15% off your first order when you use MSCS Media checkout. You can also sign up for a subscription using my code so you can stay prepared no matter the time or occasion. Zbiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, head to zbiotics.com/mscsmedia, use the code MSCSmedia at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Zbiotics, for sponsoring this episode. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex. Guys, remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Listen up, BlueChew.com. BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. So no visits to the doctor's office, awkward conversations, waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet package. Does it work? Don't think you need it? Try it free for a month and see. You're gonna love it. You could be missing the best sex of your life. They say there's nothing sexier than confidence. And Blue Chew can help give you the confidence where it counts. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code MSCS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code MSCS, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
That's for sure. Every time somebody comes in here and, you know, we'll give them a bottle of Fiji or something to drink, and 2 hours go by and I'm like, man, this guy can really talk without a drink. 2.5 hours in, oh, yeah, they tried to kill me. I testified for the Senate. So now I know when somebody doesn't have a drink, I know somewhere along the line somebody tried to take them out. And what's your thoughts on Kennedy Jr.?
Oh, fuck. I'd forgotten about him, you know? And, of course, you know, my father was brought out of retirement to handle the Robert Kennedy assassination. He was the government. Okay.
Yeah, why not?
And but he has been a wacko. Well, growing up, he was a wacko. And, of course, now he looks like Mr.
Rocky Balboa.
I mean, you know, and if he got all those muscles naturally out, I'm Superman, but he's apparently the Democrats are even on his case. He's disingenuous and he's shaming the great Kennedy name, yada yada yada. But I don't think he's got a ghost chance in hell of winning. But he can disrupt a lot of stuff.
What about a Trump Kennedy ticket? You think that's ever possible?
Trump Kennedy?
Yeah, like Trump president. Because, you know, even if Kennedy, even if he had what it took, you know, they'd suppress him. And there's just no way he would ever be the nominee. So how likely, or do you think there's even a chance that it would be a Trump-Kennedy run?
I don't think so. I thought there was some chance in the very beginning, before it got nasty between DeSantis and Mr. Trump, that was a possibility. Be vice president for 4 years and then you can be president 8 years was the story. And it's something you told me when I last interviewed with you that wasn't going to happen, and that there's some secret shit that apparently Trump has on Mr. DeSantis. I don't know, but I do know that there's been a line drawn in the sand that I don't think DeSantis can go back from, and I know Trump will not go back from. And it gets back, and you know, and I love Trump, but occasionally, as with me, my alligator mouth overloads my hummingbird ass. As I've gotten older, I know how to wiggle off the hook, to walk it back, when I really say something outrageous. But the former president isn't interested in walking anything back.
Well, I would highly recommend maybe you consider signing up for your class in September. You know, that might be a good idea, you know, if there's still any open invitations. I'll pull up tab 3. So it's been 30 years of QLA. Yep. Does it feel like 30 years? And what keeps you going with this?
Some days it feels longer than 30 years. Some days. But no, it's, you know, like we've just had... We've got a guy coming here who's a mentee, and he is an Indian kid from London. That is a big success story. He's going to come and talk to the kids. And when he came to the seminar, and he used to be a real pleaser, and part of my recommendations for him is he had bought most of his main relatives' houses and cars, and so they'd like him. And when he went back, I said, you got to take your grandmother's house back. You got to take your parents' house back. You got to take the Range Rover's back, et cetera, et cetera. And of all the relatives that he gave shit to, the only one that said that she understood was his grandmother. Hmm. I understand, honey, you know, but I loved you before you gave me the house. I loved you before you gave me the car. So it's stuff like that I get off on. And that happens, not every month, but almost every month. And we've got guys and gals that are just crushing it. And our closing ratio is ahead of during Corona and post-Corona. And I hadn't said, maybe I did say it when I was on your show last time. You know, God gave me 5 things, my wife, 3 kids, and Corona. Now he's given me because this model is easier in Toronto when people are afraid. But now he's giving me a sixth thing: high interest rates.
Thank you. Thanks, buddy, for the last two, right?
Yeah. So if I didn't get him with Corona Rona, now I've got him with high interest rates. Times are good. And fortunately, the Fed, Chairman Powell, and his group, it's not just him, didn't get it exactly right. They squeezed when they shouldn't have squeezed, and they let loose when they shouldn't let loose. But America and the UK and Canada, for my model, are the perfect scenario. It's the perfect storm, because the this model doesn't need any money. And if you have a little money, it's that much better. And there are big deals. There's big deals out there. But it's not easy, but it's not impossible.
And what do you have going on here with win a limited edition hardbound copy of your book?
We don't sell it on the market. We still have, a few thousand copies. But we've given away 1.3 million digital copies. Which have actually, in my judgment, are better than the hardbound copy, other than you don't have something to hold, because it's been updated, so I'm actually reading the paragraphs, and then at the end of a paragraph I go author's note and I update it, and so but that's about 2 years old now.
But
the best bang for my buck, for your buck or anybody's buck, is the free digital copy, but all my material is still free on the internet. And we have people that have never been to the seminar, have never met me, that are knocking it out of the park. To date, I don't know any billionaires that haven't been produced that I haven't touched, like Moses. I came to the seminar, but we've got a lot of guys that made a lot of money, for sure.
Good at that time.
And gals.
So to me, this is interesting. I like how you set this up. I didn't see it last time. I would think that when you're going through the QLA, one of the most important things has to be building self-esteem, your confidence and self-worth, right? And the way I see you do it is you just beat somebody down to a pulp, beat all the shit out of them, the bullshit, and then build them back up where they have that correct self-worth and confidence, and then apply it in business, right?
Absolutely correct, and that's very unpopular now.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. So how do you go about that now with all the bullshit? Because that's what makes it fucking
personal. I still do it. In the 90s, in the early 2000s, the seminar was much more physical. Although we have boxing now.
That was great.
And the kids really like the boxing. But there are kids that get in that boxing ring, and we do two-minute rounds, that have never been in a fist fight.
Yeah.
They went through grammar school and junior high school and high school. There are kids that get in that ring that have never been disciplined by their parents. See, I can't relate to that. I just can't. But today, and I say the human race is through. We may last another 300, 400, 500 years, but we're basically through. I find it interesting that the four or five guys that want to go to Mars and want to go to Pluto, et cetera, they're going for ultimately a monetary reason.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to fucking save humanity.
No.
They're going for monetary reasons. And I can understand that. And of course, when you see the movies like Avatar, the new one, the water one, they're there to get some special kind of metal that is 20 million, worth 20 million a kilo. Okay. They're not there to, help the Avatar people. But monetary, it's as Andrew Carnegie, my virtual hero and mentor said, monetary reasoning must prevail. The love of humanity, Ford and Rockefeller and all these guys weren't trying to do anything for the love of humanity, although a lot of their stories have been twisted around. Okay. It's here and now. I don't know how much better it can get for our model, But because we got high interest rates, and how long high interest rates will be around, I don't know. But for 11, 12 years, we had the highest interest rates in 5,000 years, or excuse me, the lowest interest rates in 5,000 years. I mean, they were literally giving money away, and not that many people took advantage of it.
And I remember you screaming, "Are you are you fucking stupid? Go get fucking money now." I remember you screaming that in video after video. The money's right there. Go get it right now.
Correct. Correct. And some did, and but most didn't. And for those that went and got money on a variable rate, they're fucked. Yeah. Yeah. And it's sad. But I mean, here in this country, in the UK, we have people's mortgage payments going from 1,100 pounds to 2,500 pounds in the last year because of
the spike.
Interest rates that have spiked.
And then the same under the QLA that's great is that your doubts are not products of accurate thinking, but habitual thinking. So you kind of have to say that to yourself a few times. But this is what has made this last 30 years. Mm-hmm. So could you elaborate a little bit on that? I'm just picking up.
Yeah, well, another way of saying something similar, absence of evidence is not evidence of absence.
There we go. Yeah.
Just because you haven't hung, chilled, or whatever the with guys and gals like this, that doesn't mean they don't exist, because they do exist. Hmm. Most people that come to the seminar, I'm the closest thing to a high performance person they've ever been around. Occasionally, you know, if one of the questions I ask is, what did your grandparents accomplish? High performance, nothing. What did your parents accomplish? Nothing. What did your siblings accomplish? Nothing. What did you accomplish? Nothing. Well, nothing, nothing, and nothing. Even in New Man, it's still nothing.
Even in New Man.
Yeah, they even with New Man, it's still bloody nothing. I stopped worrying about it, you know, 15, 20 years ago. My wife, God love her, she said that you tell people not to worry about it. It's not that I'm worried about it, but, you know, how long can this inactivity or lack of productivity last? Well, it's lasted about 30 years now. And so it's not just with creating generational wealth. And one of the kids here recently sits to me in an email, the closest thing to immortality is generational wealth.
Yeah.
You have your name on buildings, highways, etc.
Yeah,
I had never thought of it that way, but it's true. It's true. It's the closest thing to immortality. I'll be 78 in a couple of weeks.
You mean 48? You mean 48?
Yeah,
you look young as fuck. You look young as you haven't aged, man.
Yeah, some days I feel 48, but some days I feel 108. It depends on how hard I work my arthritic bones. But are you in Florida right now?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Palm Beach.
Okay. Okay. Is the Sanus really popular there?
I mean, yes. Kind of. It's not this whole blown up thing that they make it out to be. I mean, a lot of people like him. When he sent all those people to Martha's Vineyard. Yeah. He got a lot for that. But in my opinion, now that he's come out and, you know, toted around, people just think he's a fucking goofball. And the people that work with him, you know, we know some of them, and they say he's a crybaby. I mean, I think if anything, him going around has just made him look stupid. I think he should have just stayed in Florida, and this is where he had it good. Because people don't know who he is in Iowa. You know, he's just the guy from Florida. So I would say, if anything, what do you think, Rob? If anything, his popularity went down now that he's running around and playing, you know, some puppet role, in my opinion.
What's the thing with the fight with he and Disney?
That's about, correct me if I'm wrong, so they went and they did the three bathroom bullshit, where now you could be binary, and which I think this was a great call by him. You know, kids are going there.
So now you got a 3-year-old going in there. Like, I have a 3-year-old daughter, you know, you have an, or a 5-year-old that can go by he or she self. What's this binary?
Yeah, it's all about
the. So then he took. So they were on kind of like, say, like an Indian reservation here in Florida where they didn't have to pay taxes like everybody else. So he had warned them about that and something else with the whole trans weird shit. And they didn't listen. So now he taxed them. So they no longer got away with the free tax. Like, as if you're on a Seminole land here, they have their own law, their own people. Well, wherever they are in Orlando, they're right there on that edge where he could let them go and not tax them because they're a big tourist attraction, or he could if he wanted to. It was kind of like that loophole limbo. And then he went ahead and taxed them, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's what happened with that.
Hey, Mr. Pena, I got a question for you. And I know I kind of know the answer, but I just want to hear it from you. So I got 2 teenage boys, and I'm big on tough love. Sometimes me and my wife get in spats about that tough love. But the way I look at it is, you know, to get something good, it comes from struggle, right? You got to struggle to get where you want to be. And I look
sacrifice.
Back, yeah, and I look back at the older generations, and I look and I see this. They had nothing, and I see the struggle that they made just to make it a little bit, and then they passed that same thing on to their kids, which would be my parents, and it was a little bit more. And then my goal is to do a little more and to get there. But it seems like nowadays some people get to that level and they give their kids everything. And then there's no work ethic. They don't have to work. So they've actually set them back. What are your thoughts on giving kids
100%, 100%. The kids today, last generation and a half, feel entitled. Okay? Entitled for what? That's a whole other subject. But a guy was in his late 90s wrote something on answering me on Twitter or something. He said, when I came, when the kids came back, the generation that fought World War II were proud. My son was a colonel in the army. The kids that raised, the parents that raised kids in the 60s, my son's a doctor, okay? And then, or daughter. And then the kids in the 70s and 80s, my son or daughter is from Wall Street. Okay, and now my kid's an itch.
Fucking.
I mean, what the fuck?
I don't know.
My kid's an itch.
My grandpa would be rolling in his grave right now.
Yeah.
Or he'd be loading up his machine gun to walk into these schools. One of the two.
Yeah. But there was a survey done. This is March, April this year. 85 or 86% of the people would rather take a picture with their iPhone of a woman getting raped than helping her.
Ugh. Wow. Well, that's so they could post it on social media and become a popular figure, which is where I think, which is, I don't know how you're still doing it, because now it seems like they started the bullying, which when I was growing up, like if you call somebody a bully, you get in a fight and you end it right there. Fight and then back. In my world, I would go home and my grandpa would go and look on the guy. If I got in a fight and came home, he would go knock on the person's door that I fought. And if that kid looked, if I looked worse than that kid, I took another beating when I got home. You know, so I got 2 beatings. If the other guy looked worse, it was okay. And it was just practice football for a gazillion hours and froze to death. But although I hated him then, like your father gave you tough love, and I know you gave your kids tough love and all successful. As much as I hated it, you know, I knew that they had money, but if I wanted $5, set up a fucking lemonade stand. You know, get a newspaper route and then an allowance. Nowadays, they call that bullying. So now you have the bullying. So now all of a sudden there's bullying. Then you have that divide. So now then everybody gets a trophy, which I can only imagine how you feel about that, Mr. Pena. You know.
I took my kids out of sports when they start giving participation ribbons.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking wild. Now they don't even practice. Wait till you hear this. In Florida, Mr. Penny, you're going to die on this one. Tell them, Rob. They can't practice over 90 degrees.
If the heat index is 100 degrees, they can no longer practice outside. Meaning, in the summer in Florida, the heat index being 100 is probably every single day.
They can't practice. So when you start all this shit and then you start with the trans thing, now the kids that say myself, maybe you or Rob, I would throw a cupcake at lunch and torture him and, you know, pants him and everything. Now, instead of him saying, you know what, fuck these guys, I'm going to learn how to fight, or I'm going to get really good at something and make a career and come back and spit in Tommy's face. Now they can run to their cult of, oh, well, I decided today I'm gay, or today I'm a girl, because then they fit in. Then you have all that divide, no father figures around, you know, the divorce rate's out the ass, and the reproduction rate is going down to, you know, what, 40-50%?
Lord, probably.
So now you have these kids coming up with no sense of drive. They have a 3-minute, you know, attention span. And one of the biggest things in, I think it's the 7 steps that you have, is the difference between basically focus, laser focus, and like ferociously focused. How do you get that on this generation?
Well, you are who you hang around with. You're the average of the 5 people. Normally that's a mom, maybe a part-time dad, an older brother or sister, a grandparent, and, you know, your next door neighbor. Now, none of those people normally have any ability to train, raise, educate high-performance people. So the benchmarks are very, very low. In my case, I had a world-class athlete and a stone killer, so I was different. I lucked out. And so, but you are who you hang around with. And last seminar we had in May, although we start one tonight, in May, we had an active duty Navy SEAL. And he's 26 years old, he's been in the Navy since he's 20, I believe. And I won't say he's the only, no, he wasn't the only guy that got it about tough love. There was a woman named Amber who sat right over there, who just finished her first deal in 60 days, who was 23 years old, a Dutch girl who lived in Colorado, Denver. She got in and fought with a guy. She got beat up, but the guy, but anyway, I always think that the guys are going to take it easy on the women. That's not true. All the girl has to do is get a lucky punch in, and then the guys are trying to pummel them to death. So, but the Amber girl, she said, and she made no friends other than, I think, the SEAL guy. She says, "You men, you boys, you children are an embarrassment to manhood."
Wow.
And she was right.
Yeah.
And you know how I always talk about big tits? Yeah. Well, she was flat chested. So whenever I said big tits, she stood up and went,
trying to push them.
Yeah. Now, I think that's funny. She thought it was funny. The SEAL guy thought it was funny. But the other women in the class didn't think it was fucking funny.
Yeah. Wow. Everybody's so uptight now, you know?
And correct.
Mr. Penny, I love how you copyrighted the Quantum Leap Advantage. When I saw that, I said, I know that's Penny who wrote this part. I saw the big copyright. How important is building a perception and then turning it into a reality? Because for me, watching QLA for 15 years, maybe longer, because when I saw Brian Rose, it said that was 8 years ago, and I had been watching it before that. That still trips me out. Remember, Brian Rose was like the most skaterish guy you could ever imagine. I mean, skateboard Converse. Yeah. And all of a sudden, this fucker's in suits.
Yeah.
Everything else. And then my accountant says, I'm flying to London to see Brian Rose. And I'm like, oh, Pena. Oh, that's how it happened. But, you know, that seemed to me like a perception thing, and then turning it into reality. You know, how important has that been over the 30
years? Oh, absolutely. You only have 2 times to make a first impression. One, when you walk in the door, they walk in the door and you see them. Okay, they either look the part or don't. The second time is when they open their fucking mouth. Huh. They either stick their foot in their mouth or they sound cogent, intelligent, focused, laser beam focused. When I started all this, you know, 50 years ago, 20 years before I started coaching, I looked the part and I hung around. My first chairman was the former Secretary of the Treasury for Eisenhower. That was my first chairman.
Wow, okay? I didn't know that.
And I had just recently, I was on a board where I was the chairman, and one of my members was a former commandant of the Marine Corps. You will gain the benefit of the doubt like you wouldn't believe when you associate with people like that. And, of course, then you perform. The bar is not now raised. Now you're, working with or working around world-class people that are used to getting shit done. Most people, I guess it wasn't my time or I wasn't, they give up too easily, okay? I can't remember the last time I failed, you know. It's not that I don't fail, but I can't, I have to think about it, you know, how I fucked up. And I never blame not getting it done on circumstances. I always blame not getting things done on me, okay? Because if somebody had a gun to your kid's head, we're not supposed to have favorite kids, but we all have favorite kids. Okay? They put a gun in your favorite kid's mouth and gave you 72 hours to get this shit done. Some way, if you couldn't kill the fucker with a gun, some way, yeah, you'd get it done.
One way or another.
One way or another, you know? And so that's just the way it is.
And I remember in the QLA, probably halfway through maybe year 20 anniversary, I remember maybe the first 2 days was really focused on changing your surroundings. So all these people you think are your friends, and this really related to me, all these people that you think are your friends that are around you, fucking get rid of them all. Family members, fuck them. If you want to be successful, fuck them. I mean, and you would just break these gentlemen down, but they would come out all millionaires, mm-hmm. Gazillionaires. But how important is that? Is that?
Oh, absolutely. We had a criminal here back in the 90s, late 90s. He'd been in jail for white collar crime. And of course, he's got a reason why he was really innocent, but that's a whole other story.
We all do. Anyway, we all do. We all do.
I saw him, Sam and I walking down the street in London, and we see him, and we stop and we talk. And I said, I hear things have really been going well. He says, they have. But the hard part, Mr. Pena, was when my mother got my message on my phone. In those days, they had brick cell phones. Mm-hmm. Remember the? Mm-hmm. And I told the people the easiest way is enter in your phone when it rings. If you do not have this number, you're not part of my new life. God bless you. Goodbye.
I remember those exact words. I remember those exact words in class.
Okay. Wow. And then he said, it wasn't so bad until my mother got the message. And my mother went batshit. It's interesting. But I mean, when I moved to the UK in 1981, and I was already pretty successful. I moved here because I knew that I couldn't do what I wanted to do, going to 50 weddings and 50 this and baptisms and all the stuff that Hispanics do. To date, there's only been 3 relatives that have visited me here: my dad, my mom, and my kid brother. And my mom died here, so that's it now. And when I go back to California, the only people I actually see, my dad and mom are gone, is my kid brother.
Yeah.
He was a high performance guy in his own right. So it's you are who you hang around with. You know, Olympic athletes. I don't like to use the word hang, but hang with Olympic athletes. They're not worried about all the ancillary bullshit that most people worry about. You know, there's only one gold medal winner in each event. The real sad day is coming when they give more than one gold medal. Now, occasionally there's a tie. Okay.
Right.
But that aside, when they start giving more than one gold medal, or they start giving participation medals.
Oh, like they are now, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're through. We're just through.
And that's such a big problem I see in business now in the U.S. Nobody has a clear set what they want to do. And then they all have people around them that are people, including family. And there's been business partners that I've been with, and I said, you got to get your mom the fuck out of this whole thing, or your brother or whoever. This is me and you. And they, because they're family this, family that. And I've watched what you've done to people, and you really went at them where I don't care if it's your mom, your grandma, whoever, get rid of them. And then they did. And then when they would come back, you know, for an anniversary for QLA, you know, like you bring a lot of them back that made it. Those same ones that really had a tough time with the family members, you would interview them in that side room, and they would say to you, hey, you know, as hard as it was, I had to separate myself from my dad or my mom. They were holding me back, and look where they are. Another thing I see, and I don't know how you made it. You tell everybody, you have this great marriage, you know. First off, you know, you're a lucky guy. What's the key to a long-lasting marriage? Because you can't be successful with a negative relationship.
My first wife was a great wife, but she says, when's enough's enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Sally, by the luck of the draw, I was in Ernst & Young on a deal. She was on the other side of the table giving the other side advice. And I realized she was a workaholic. The only thing I ever heard her say before meeting started, she said to her senior partner, just imagine if we got paid for overtime. I still remember that. I still remember that. And and so I had her come to work for me first. You know, we started going out, and the rest is history. This is back in the last century, but she's a workaholic. She, you know, if she understands those who get laser beam focused first, stay laser beam focused longest, win most. She understands that. Of course, she was poor. She lived in a mobile home or a caravan, as they call them here. Her family, a lot of them were. She's the oldest in her family. They die in their 40s from alcoholism.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. She's the oldest.
Now, what are some financial misconceptions? Because that's always a big thing, I'm sure, especially with QLA. You know, even if you can mold somebody with the right mindset, especially now, they all think, okay, well, I have this bright idea, but how do I get the money? Everybody says this,
okay, first of all, the biggest misconception, biggest myth is you need money to get wealthy. That's not true. Other people and other people's money are the two biggest levers in life. But you got to look the part, you got to sound the part,
perception.
You got to act the part, okay? Mm-hmm. A misconception is that somebody somewhere has to put up the equity, and that's not true. We have kids. The kid that's coming here today, who I'm going to interview in a little while, he had, since he left the seminar in 2017, he's had 28 deals and 27 exits. In other words, he sold 26 of the 27. More than half of them, the companies he bought for a pound, meaning a dollar.
Right.
People are desperate because most people with half a brain realize that the values that were pre-corona aren't coming back for any time soon. And if they thought they were coming back soon, high interest rates knocked them in the ass.
Knocked them in the ass, yeah. Now, how do you make the selling process like the buying process? Because if you have that figured out, that says to me that's the charity.
The bottom line is it's a lot easier to buy revenue than to create it from scratch. Banks automatically deleverage a transaction when they know that you're buying revenue. I buy your business for $10 million, and I don't know if you generated all that $10 million value in the last 3 years or in the first 30 years. Mm-hmm. Most people start a business from zero and go to $500 million in revenue, that's geometric growth. But what happens is you stop, you slow down, you start being more concerned with covering your ass and not losing. And you stop acting as if you had no limits to your abilities when you started. Everybody that starts a business from scratch, you know, it's crazy. And back before I discovered Andrew Carnegie, I did the same. You know, I started two or three businesses, one of which was successful, two of which were not. And so all that money I poured into it was lost. And when I walked away and closed it down, now it's you or the other person, the seller, that has put up money. And so you don't care how much money's put up. We had a guy two or three seminars ago that said, I bought this guy. This guy had been 30 years building up his $10 million business. And he says, I didn't tell him that I had built up a $10 million business in 2 years by buying other people's revenue.
Right. Now, do you think we're in a depression right now here? And they're just,
no, not a depression.
Not yet?
No, I'm emotional depression, but yeah, not fuck. Financial depression. Uh-huh. Emotional depression, but not financial depression. The things like crypto, et cetera, alternative forms of investment are popular because the kids want to make it yesterday. They want to make it overnight. Mm-hmm. And there are, you know, get quick rich schemes. There are. Mine's not one of them. But we have guys in the QLA system, after your first deal, you're a short millionaire. After your second deal, you're a millionaire. And you put up no money.
This episode is brought to you by Let's Get Checked. Are you the man your father was? Recent studies have shown that men's testosterone levels have dropped substantially since the 1980s at about an average of 1% per year. Think about how old your father was when he was born. For example, if he was 30, your testosterone levels could be 30% lower than his. Low testosterone levels can have all type of health effects on men. It can affect your mood, sex drive, memory, muscle mass loss, you name it. And yes, low testosterone is more common the older you get, but it can affect men at any age. So let's talk about today's sponsor, Let's Get Checked. You can order a testing kit that will be delivered to you in a discreet packaging with next day delivery. Once your sample arrives in the laboratory, confidential results will be available from your secure online account within 2 to 5 days. So, if you want to test your hormone levels without having to leave your home, visit trylgc.com/MSCSmedia and get 25% off your test using the code MSCSmedia. The link is in the description at the top. This episode is brought to you by Manscaped.com. Breaking news, Manscaped now sells beard products. That's right, they are once again revolutionizing men's grooming with brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. From a beard trim to a fresh shave, the technology behind Beard Hedger Pro Kit allows you to shave your signature beard look. Now you can finally use Manscaped products to make your drapes match your carpet by going to Manscaped.com and using code MSCSmedia for 20% off and free shipping. No one likes a weird beard, so say goodbye to all the stubble trouble with Manscaped's Pro Beard Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. This thing is a monster of fixing faces. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths all with one guard. No more messing around in drawers, this color one, that color one, all with one guard. Plus, it's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower and avoid all that hair in the sink. The Pro Kit doesn't end there, though. First, there's the beard shampoo and conditioner. You need to remember your hair is different. Next, Manscaped's beard oil. Top it off with beard balm. The Pro Kit also comes with 3 different gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code MSCSmedia at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code MSCSmedia.
Now, how, like, we had am I saying her name right?
Naomi Park.
Naomi Park. I always fuck her name up. Naomi Park in and a couple others. She, you know, she's came from North Korea, went through hell, had a beautiful time coming over here. And she says that day by day, she sees America becoming more and more like North Korea, just with a blanket over it. Do you see a similar thing happening?
Well, first of all, the UK for sure, America secondly. Wow. We're becoming more socialistic. Life's not fair, you know. The Constitution, which was a great document, doesn't say everybody's going to have It alludes to we have the opportunity to have a bowl of rice or a bowl of food. We have an opportunity to own land. In the early days, if you were American Indian, I mean, you didn't have that fucking opportunity. But life's just the way it is. I mean, I'm not saying it's Cain and Abel, but I mean, it's we're closer to Cain and Abel than we are utopia.
Mr. Pena, you talk, we know your success with business owners and business people. If you were in charge of a company, say, let's say Bud Light, what would you do differently with them?
Well, I mean, whoever advised them on that marketing ploy or at Schiffer Brands, it's unbelievable. But they, in trying to do the right thing, they did the wrong thing, and they paid for it. Yeah. And they paid for it. It's quite unbelievable. And we're like at the British Open's being played right now. And there were people there. They're trying to put orange paint on the golfers and on the golf course. What the fuck's that got to do with stopping oil in the North Sea? I have no idea. But somebody's convinced them during one of the rugby matches a couple of weeks ago, a guy was there spreading shit, and one of the big rugby guys put his arm around his waist and ran him off the field and tossed him into the bleachers. Yeah, of course now that guy is bringing charges against the rugby guy. But anyway,
of course.
But the more and more like the businesses here in the United States, like you know Bud Light, we just had Target. You have the country music singer Jason Aldean who came out with that song, and the media's all over him, and they're protesting, and this is wrong. The more it's benefited. So he's now number one in the country hits, number one. So the opposite effect's happening. Bud Light got crushed. I think Modelo's the number one selling beer now in the United States. Target got crushed. How do these businesses still look at it and say, let me try to do what they did? Why?
Well, when the Silicon Bank went bust 5, 6, 7 months ago, one of the board members off the record said during the investigation, our board members, one, we only had one banker on the board, one of the 14, one. And they were more interested in coming up with woke sayings than taking care of their customers.
Well, that would answer that. Fucking crap.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not that hard to find people that know what to do.
Pull up the schedule. Now, in the 30 years you've been doing it, I don't know if you can narrow it down, but what are three QLA that have come in that you were like, boy, these three are tough. And, you know, you really had to dig into them, and then they turned out to be millionaires, billionaires. That is with a B. I mean, you have a lot of billionaires that you made. But in that 30 years, what's one or two or three that really stick out to you that you'll never forget just from beginning to end?
Oh, well, a guy, Cuban from Florida, double murderer.
Double murderer. Wow.
Served 11 of 18 years. I don't know why you only get 18 years for double murder, but he served 11.
He had a good lawyer. What's his lawyer's name, Mr. Penny? Let me write that down.
He's a fucking hard ass. And now he is a major contributor to assisted living.
Oh, that's great.
And he specializes in his Spanish speaking and more Cuban. I wasn't sure he was going to be able to flip because he was angry, fucking angry. And his claim to fame was that his mother was raped by Fidel Castro while he could still get it up, Fidel. And he, the kid, was the son, the bastard son of Fidel.
Oh, all right. Well, that might explain the 11 years on a double murder.
Well, maybe, but I didn't think that, you know, as good as I am. But then he proved me wrong, and I was happy as fucking later, you know, that we can transcend that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Another one was a school teacher. He was a minister. And his son picking his son up from school, driving him home, he says, Daddy, why does all my friends have much bigger houses than us? And then before the father could answer, the son said, I guess God doesn't pay that well. Okay. He did his first deal. His wife left him. All kind of bad shit happened. His ministry turned on him.
Wow.
Okay. But now he's rich. Those are two. Guys, I love talking to you, but I'm going to have to run. I'm stacked up here with... I only like to put my suit on once a month to do these interviews. But I'll be happy to do another one. Okay. You know how to get a hold of Kat. I'm not doing Florida anytime that I know of soon. Am I doing Florida? None of these things are in Florida I'm doing.
Well, if you come to the USA, let me know. I'll fly wherever you're at in the
USA. Okay, very good. That's good.
Let me ask you one more thing before you run.
Sure.
One more thing. Elon.
The Musk.
I think he's the fucking arm. I think he's the arm because he buys Twitter at double. Then he gets Tucker. He does the encrypted messaging, blah, 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 leaks the Twitter files, knowing nothing's going to happen to anybody. Then out of all people, Mr. Pena, he makes that dirty bitch CEO the most censorious vax person in the planet, Linda. Whatever her last name is, the CEO, and suddenly 3 days later, the Neuralink gets passed to the third stage of FDA testing. Now, maybe I'm seeing shit, but that I'm seeing that he's the arm, and if you didn't grow up like we did, the arm means he's the person that nobody's looking at who's part of the deep state or the shell. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, let me just back up a little. Now, he and Zuckerfucker got a fight sport.
Okay.
Well, I haven't done this, but you know, I told somebody here recently. Well, I'll challenge the winner of that fight.
Nobody's gonna fight you. They're fucking. They'd be crazy.
I'd really like Zuckerberg to win because I'd like to snap his neck.
Yeah.
Okay. And although I'd have a harder time snapping Musk's neck, I'm pretty sure I can snap his neck too, but he knows what's going on the planet, both politically. He knows there's four or five guys like him, and he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. There's no question about that. He likes to have kids. He's got 7, 8, 9 sons from various people. Nothing wrong with that. But if I had 7, 8, 9 sons, I got 2, 7, 8, 9 sons, people would be taking me to task. You're not marrying these women. You're not doing this. You're not. No, he could have 49 sons. Nobody gives a shit. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're not worried about those kids having the ability to, you know, to go to school, et cetera, like that. Okay, guys, I got to run.
All right, Dan. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Fiji. More than just water.
This is not just rock. It's ancient volcanic rock that filters tropical rain, giving it double the electrolytes and its signature soft, smooth taste. It's not just water. It's Fiji water.
This episode is sponsored by Aurora. Do you know what the fastest growing crime in America is? For years, this crime rate has been surging and affecting millions of Americans. I'm talking about identity theft, and there's a new victim every 14 seconds. Yet despite this, those who have had their identity stolen are often shocked when it happens. That's why I'm excited to partner with Aurora, who is sponsoring this video. Aurora is identity theft protection, fraud monitoring, a VPN, password management, and antivirus software all into one easy-to-use app. Their VPN allows you to stay anonymous online by keeping your browsing history and personal information safe and encrypted. Protect you and your family from America's fastest growing crime. Try Aurora for free for 2 weeks and see if you or anyone in your family's personal information has been compromised. Start your free trial today. Go to aurora.com/MSCS. The link is in the description below. This podcast is brought to you by Monster Energy. Tear into a can of the meanest energy drink on the planet, Monster Energy. It's the ideal combo of the right ingredients in the right proportion to deliver a big bad buzz that only Monster can. Monster packs a powerful punch, has a smooth, easy drinking flavor. Athletes, musicians, co-eds, road warriors, metalheads, geeks, hipsters, and bikers dig it. You will too. Monster Energy is more than just the green OG. Monster has Monster Ultra, Juice Monster, Monster Hydro, Rehab Monster, Dragon Tea, Monster Max, Muscle Monster, and many more. Buy on Amazon, buy on Walmart, or go to monsterenergy.com and believe me, you'll find a place. Unleash the beast. Monster Energy.